Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Amy Tarkanian will join us in just a couple of minutes in studio. First, though, all in-studio guests, including Amy Tarkanian, here on Live and Local Now, receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try real water home delivery. That's what I do. And I save tons of dough on my real water. Check it out. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. While I was reading that, she slipped in and she found her bottle of real water.
Yes.
Amy Tarkanian, good morning.
Good morning. What a nice welcome. Got my water already.
Well, life's
not just
good.
Any water, my real water.
Thank you.
We get home delivery too.
Isn't it great?
It is.
I absolutely love it. Let me ask you, I know you are not only the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, but you're also the spouse of the candidate who right now is leading the pack in CD3, Danny Tarkanian. What is your sense? Have we gotten to the point where Danny is in full campaign mode, or is he a ways away from that?
No, we're in full campaign mode. If you watch the email blasts that come from Danny and also the ones that come from Democrat opponent Susie Lee, they are both focused on each other, 100%. So we are in full swing.
Let me ask you, and I know you're learning more about Susie Lee every day.
Right.
There isn't much out about her other than she's a big fundraiser. She's a bundler. She's a philanthropist.
She started a few nonprofits. She's big into education. There are some positive things about her. And then, of course, she's married to a multi-millionaire, some former MGM or maybe he's current, I don't know, exec. So, yeah, I mean, the woman is going to, you know, be well-funded, and the Democrats do a really good job at making sure that their candidates are well-funded right off the bat. She reported this morning another $550,000 or so raised. So is she going to be a contender? Yep, absolutely. Danny has, you know, roughly 700,000 cash on hand. Any other possible mentions in this race on the Republican side, Danny has more cash than all of them combined. And he is more than 30 points plus ahead of everyone. He's got the president, he's got the White House, and he's got the state party.
Are you convinced, and again, this thing happened so quickly when Danny moved from the Senate race to the CD3 race, that a lot of us kind of may have glossed over some things. Are you fairly confident that this will be a full-throated endorsement where the president might even come into the district and campaign for Danny?
That I don't know.
In a general?
I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? But that I don't know.
Incredible.
I mean, there's so much going on. The vice president was supposed to be here this weekend for a PAC event. I think it was called America First, actually. And then also for a fundraiser for Senator Heller. And yesterday we learned that he had to change his plans due to everything that's going on in Syria. So, you know, there's so much on their plate. It's wishful thinking for them to come here, but it would be great. I don't know, though.
Again, Amy Tarkanian joining us in studio. And one of the things that a lot of – well, I'll be honest with you. I know very little about Susie Lee, and the only thing I know is that she's rich. And that doesn't tell you about policy or about –
No, and you can't be mad at her for that, right? I mean,
no.
Especially in Republicans, we sit there and we try to help others to do a good job for themselves. So you can't be mad at her for that.
No.
But then you also can't be somebody who says that she understands the hard life and the poor and, you know, well, whatever. But she's out there helping people, though. So,
but,
I mean, you have to still give credit where credit's due.
But more than that, I question whether her views are consistent with those in CD3. Mm-hmm. Whether she is a Nancy Pelosi Democrat, whether she's going to try and pull the Steve Sisolak thing, which is, well, I'm going to profess to be a moderate, but mm-hmm. I'm really just as progressive as Chris G.
Right.
And if she's going to try and play that game. And we really don't know. I mean, have we seen much from her? Have we seen mailers or anything?
Yeah, if you look on her Twitter feed, I mean, you'll learn real quickly she's extremely progressive. She's probably more aligned with Chris G. rather than Steve Sisolak. I mean, she's retweeted and praised NARAL. She is pro-Sanctuary City, so we, you know, call her Sanctuary Susie. It was funny because Danny's campaign just put out actually, I think it was on your radio station when Danny was on, and he called out Susie asking, where do you stand on this? Do you think that this is okay to have illegals come and become a sanctuary state? And so he posted that, and Susie Lee actually liked it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That may be a first and a last.
Yeah. So definitely they are on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to policies. I don't believe that's the way that most CD3 voters believe. So it should be quite interesting to see which route they go. I think that they believe more aligned with Danny.
Wow. Well,
and not just because he's my husband. I honestly believe that my husband is fiscally conservative, so, you know, socially moderate in some areas. And from his last run in CD3, he lost by 1%. And I believe that most of the voters in CD3 are more aligned with him rather than far, far to the left.
We had a caller yesterday, and I unfortunately don't remember his name, but he questioned whether Danny should be embracing the America First policies of the president.
Really?
I mean, 63 million people voted for these policies, and I'm sure a lot of folks in CD3. I guess my question is, are there ever any second thoughts when the president tweets out something rather bizarre early in the morning and everybody just rolls their eyes and says he's doing it again? Is there any regret or do you ever have questions about whether you should be fully embracing these? Not necessarily the policies, but the president himself.
No, not at all, because I think the policies speak for themselves. It's not the personality of the president that is, you know, creating more jobs. It's not the personality of the president who has helped with unemployment. It's not, I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the great things that the president has done. So whether if you like his personality or not, that's a moot point. It's the actual outcome of his policies that I believe that the Americans are embracing, and they should, whether if you're Democrat or Republican. I mean, we're moving in a positive direction.
More coming up with Amy Tarkanian. She is Not only the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, she's the spouse of Danny Tarkanian running in CD3. We'll talk more about the race, but we'll also talk about some of the issues of the day that are going to be a part of the CD3 race. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Tarkanian for Congress. Amy Tarkanian joining us, the spouse of Danny Tarkanian, the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Yesterday, there were 12 different rallies around the state. Hashtag Youth Vote Day, sponsored by no less than Next Gen America, which is Tom Steyer's organization.
I missed that invitation. I was not aware of that.
They were out there. And I'm curious, this is going on all across the country, that Tom Steyer is personally funding all of these rallies, trying to increase the youth vote in November. Do you get a sense, I mean, you guys are out there. Danny is out there every day. You're out there every day. You're talking to people in CD3. Do you see this youth vote as being something that's going to surge the Democrat Party? We keep talking about this blue wave.
I mean, can you blame Tom Steyer? I think it's actually pretty smart on his part. I'm being honest. I was not aware that actually took place yesterday. It's nothing new for candidates on either side to make visits to the local high schools and talk about government and then talk about how important it is to register to vote. Both sides do it. Do I think that that's going to lead to a blue wave? No, I don't. But I bet it will at least be slightly leaning blue, because in our schools themselves, the teachers tend to indoctrinate the children. So I don't know. I can't blame them.
Let me ask you, though, because I think this is important. We know that there are groups. I mean, we've seen over the years, over the last 15 years, we've seen, remember Rock the Vote, where Bruce Springsteen would go out and have concerts around the country.
Oh, my gosh. How long ago was that?
Was that 15 years or 20
years?
Was
it? I don't know. I remember that, though.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Yeah.
But so they've always, Democrats and liberals.
And that was with MTV.
Yeah.
That's when MTV actually played music videos.
Rock the Vote. And now we've got Tom Steyer trying to capitalize on this hashtag Young Voter Day, Day of Action. And that's what they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, are we doing anything on the right? How are we reaching the youth vote? I mean, we've seen all this stuff coming out of Parkland, Florida, and there are folks with conservative values that are millennials, that are under the age of 18, and that don't believe like David Hogg believes.
No, you're absolutely right. And my oldest daughter, who is in high school, during the whole walkout, the latest walkout that they had dealing with the Second Amendment, a lot of her peers didn't understand what was actually being asked of them. And when I explained it to her, then that gave her the ammunition, pun intended, to explain to her peers exactly what was going on. And so there was actually more students in her class that did not participate and actually decided to remain in class than walk out. So that was pretty hopeful.
Was there peer pressure?
Yes.
On
to,
kids
to
that
a,
did
to
not...
a degree. To a degree. I think last minute, I know that it was discussed differently on different campuses. I know a girlfriend of mine who said that they actually had not a rally, but they had an assembly to explain to the kids what was going on. But at my daughter's school, that didn't happen. They just had posters put up saying, oh, you can walk out of class on such and such day. And nobody really understood why until like the day before. So do we need to do a little bit better of explaining what's going on? Probably. I would say, and unfortunately, it's left up primarily to the parents, whatever's going on at home, whether you live with grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, mom, dad. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of those folks are also misinformed.
I want to ask you a question that's been on the news all morning. Paul Ryan says he is stepping down. He is not going to run for reelection. He's doing it because he wants his kids to know more than just a weekend dad. First of all, can you understand the reasoning? Is this political? Is this family or somewhere in between? Or both?
Yeah, you know, only he would know that. But generally, when you hear a politician say, oh, it's time to focus on the family, you know, you roll your eyes. You're like, okay, what is he hiding? You know, what is he running away from that's going to come out in 2 months? But I genuinely think that he is stepping aside at this point because of his family. I've met him several times. He actually campaigned for my husband in the previous election. Very nice man. Whether if you agree with him or not politically, that's up to you. But that's one of the toughest positions to have in Washington, D.C., is herding the cats and deciding what's going to go to the floor and how to proceed forward and get everyone on board. Also, too, he was one of the youngest, I believe, speakers in like the last 100, 150 years that we've had. So he does have time to go home and spend quality time with his wife and his children and his dog, cat, boa constrictor, whatever he has. So I wish him well. And then, of course, and you've got Kevin McCarthy or Steve Scalise rumored to take his place. Once again, I've met them both. I like them both. I love Kevin's wife. She's very kind. Kevin's a smart guy. Being from California originally, I've encountered him multiple times. I have many friends who have supported him as well in his endeavors. But Steve Scalise, I have a special place in my heart for. He also campaigned for my husband in the last election. And we were on the same plane together on the way to the inauguration. And he is just one of the nicest people, most down-to-earth guy. I think he would do an amazing job.
Will Paul Ryan get back into politics? He's so young.
He is young. I wouldn't write him off.
Maybe run for the U.S. Senate or something like that?
Well, you never know. He was handpicked to be Romney's VP when Romney ran. So obviously there are people who see a bright future for
Speaker You mean like
Ryan.
His president?
Well, I don't know. You can never rule anything out. I mean, I don't know.
2024 could be enticing. You'll still be a very young man.
It could, but then, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are hoping that once President Trump's two terms are up that they hand it over to Vice President Pence. But, you know, things change so quickly in politics. It changes hourly. You never know. And it could change with a tweet, just like my husband's
I absolutely love it. If folks want to help Danny, if folks want to reach out, if they want to volunteer, they want to give money, whatever it is, what do they do? Where do they go?
You can either type in DannyTarkanian.com or TARKNV.com, and you can sign up to volunteer. You can make phone calls. You can walk doors. You can donate money. That's what we really need, since Susie Lee has quite the treasure chest due to the Democrat Party. So we could use your time, treasure, and talent.
And that's in the primary, the general. It's from now until
November.
Until November. Thank you so much. Always good having you in. And
it's my pleasure.
We'll see you soon, okay?
All right, sounds good.
That's Amy Tarkanian. She is joining us. One of the things I like about her family, the entire family runs for office. Amy does. Ava does. Jerry does. Lois, everybody does.
Real quickly, it's both my mom's birthday and Aaron Bilbray's birthday, so I'm going to take Aaron out to lunch today. So happy birthday to two ladies that I love.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Thank you for getting that in. That's Amy Tarkanian. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Mark Zuckerberg still on Capitol Hill talking with a House committee today. Yesterday, it was a pair of Senate committees. And one of the interesting questions, which I didn't quite understand at first, and then I did a little research, was their position on Myanmar, which is the new name for Burma. We used to know it as Burma growing up. But Mark Zuckerberg, this is cut five, and Pat Leahy, a Vermont Democrat, very, very ultra-liberal, and got into whether Facebook is actually contributing to the slaughter in Myanmar/Burma.
You know, 6 months ago, I asked your general counsel about Facebook's role as a breeding ground for hate speech. against Rohingya refugees. Recently, UN investigators blamed Facebook for playing a role in citing possible genocide in Myanmar, and there has been genocide there. Now, you say you used AI to find this. This is a type of content I'm referring to. It calls for the death of a Muslim journalist. Now, that threat went straight through your detection systems. It spread very quickly. And then it took attempt after attempt after attempt and the involvement of civil society groups to get you to remove it. Why couldn't it be removed within 24 hours?
Senator, what's happening in Myanmar is a terrible tragedy, and we need to do more.
We all agree with that.
Okay.
But UN investigators have blamed you, blamed Facebook, for playing a role in their genocide. We all agree it's terrible. How can you dedicate, and will you dedicate, the resources to make sure such hate speech is taken down within 24 hours?
Yes, we're working on this. And there are three specific things that we're doing. One is we're hiring dozens of more Burmese language content reviewers, because hate speech is very language specific. It's hard to do it without people who speak the local language, and we need to ramp up our effort there dramatically. Second is we're working with civil society in Myanmar to identify specific hate figures so we can take down their accounts rather than specific pieces of content. And third is we're standing up a product team to do specific product changes in Myanmar and other countries that may have similar issues in the future to prevent this from happening.
Here's my problem, and in our next 25 minutes, I want to see if we can drill down on this. Because I'm uncomfortable with any group stifling free speech. Whether it be Diamond and Silk that we're talking about, or hate speech regarding Myanmar, Burma. I am reluctant, mainly because I want to know who is the arbiter. Are these dozens of new Burmese-speaking people going to be the ultimate arbiter of what is hate speech and what is not? Or is it somebody else? And who gets to be God? That's my question. And I'm going to open it up to you, regardless of what the topic is. If it's Myanmar, Burma, if it's Diamond and Silk, if it's political speech, if it's a presidential election, who gets to be God? That's what I want to know. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And let's find out who you think should be God. Because that's what we're talking about. Whether it be something simple like a presidential election or fake news, who gets to determine what fake news is? Is it the Washington Post fact checkers? Or is it the Washington Times fact checkers? Washington Times being a more conservative newspaper. That's the problem that I have with all of this. And that's why I don't want the federal government anywhere near Facebook or anybody else. Now, if there is somebody out there like Breitbart who wants to compete or have a service that's competitive with Facebook, maybe that's what we need. We need competition. I happen to believe that competition will make this whole thing better. In fact, tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Judy. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning. No one can play God. Only God can play God. However, I'm sick and tired of Facebook and their pro-Muslim attitude. They will not take down hate Israel sites. They do not take down radical Muslim sites. they only take down Jewish sites and Christian sites, and I'm getting sick of it. Just like I'm not allowing Diamond and Silk on because they're too conservative.
No, they're dangerous. They're too dangerous.
A break.
I mean, they do comedy for crying out loud.
By the way, there is a new. I haven't investigated it yet, but quite a few of the people I know have, and we're a little bit older, a little more secure in who we are. And it's called MeWe, M-E-W-E. Haven't checked it out yet, but they're saying it's going to be taking over a lot of people are switching over to there from Facebook.
Although Zuckerberg testified, and thank you, Judy. He testified that they don't see a quantum leap away from Facebook as a result of all this bad publicity and the breaches of security. Yeah, at least they're saying that does not exist. Go to Tom. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, there's a Holocaust going on in Myanmar. This has been going on the last few months.
No, and nobody's doubting it.
Well, what's this guy doing talking about Myanmar, about hate? I think he ought to be put out of business. You know, Rockefeller got away, Standard Oil got away with a monopoly. They tricked the government. They broke it up into different smaller companies. But they still made a killing. Our government needs to start doing their job and figure out how to deal with these people because they're threatening. I'm out of work in this town because of political correctness. Our freedom of speech has been taken away, and now we're fighting for our guns. I mean, we've got a war going on against the people within our country, and we've also got an out-of-control military that's trying to start a world war. These neocons are working on inside and outside our country to take us all down.
Well, just watching the hearings yesterday, both Democrats and Republicans went after Zuckerberg. Are you trying to say that this is a partisan fight or a nonpartisan fight?
Well, it's a nonpartisan problem. I mean, it's both sides of the aisle. They cannot let this continue. We're being threatened with artificial intelligence against any remark we might make. They're attacking our freedom of speech. That guest that you had on earlier today is absolutely right, and it's already gone. I mean, we can't even speak out in the workplace. We can't speak out anywhere in the street. You know, finally the teachers are protesting, but they're many years too late because there's too much missing money, especially in the Department of Education.
Well, I'll give you a great example. Jamie Allman. Is a or was a talk show host in St. Louis. He had a TV show and a highly rated radio talk show, conservative talk show. He's lost both of those in the last 3 days as a result of a tweet involving David Hogg, and he got into a big storm, and he ended up losing both jobs. That's where we are with free speech right now. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls. Is that fair? In fact, you want to join us, here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stick around. We got a lot to do. Live and local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now
on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Back to your phone calls. We go 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ron in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I am great. What's up, man?
I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you would agree with me, but even some of the Democrats are enjoying the good things that Trump has did since he's taken presidency. And if you really think about it, it would anger the people very much if they find a way, that the Democrats find a way to impeach him. If they do that, it's against the people. It may make the people very angry, and they may never see the White House ever again, you know? So I don't think they're really that ignorant or that dumb to do something like that. And I wondered how you felt about that.
Well, I think, can I tell you, Ron, I think that there are people out there, and if you have not read Jerome Corsi's new book, Deep State, you need to read it, because you're going to find there are people out there who have sworn, and not just Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the FBI agents, but others in our government who will do anything. Many believe even up to and including assassination to make sure that this president does not reach a second term. Now, I don't know if... Well, no, but I mean, they're out there and they've sworn to do this. And they're going to do this by Robert Mueller. They're going to do this by impeachment. And some believe, in fact, Jerome Corsi yesterday on the program, or 2 days ago on the program, agreed that assassination was one of those items that is on the agenda.
But the defiance of the people is what I was talking about, Kevin, how you felt about that. And they could keep them out of the White House. That's what my basic question, how you felt about that.
There's 63 million people that believe as Donald Trump does. That's a lot of people. And the fact is that there are people who are really ticked off at Robert Mueller, at James Comey. And what does James Comey do? He goes off and writes a book and makes $10 million. I mean, these people, I mean, you want to talk about the swamp. This is the swamp that the president was talking about.
Yes. Thank you for taking my question. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. One guy who was not terribly impressed by yesterday's Senate hearings involving Mark Zuckerberg, and that was Senator John Kennedy. No, not that one. He's been dead for a long time. This is John Kennedy. He's actually a Republican. He's from Louisiana. He's got an accent. And he, this is cut 8. He was disappointed by the Zuckerberg hearings. And just listen to this guy from Louisiana.
I don't want to vote to have to regulate Facebook. But my God, I will. But that, a lot of that depends on you. I'm a little disappointed in this hearing today. I just don't feel like that we're connecting. So let me try to lay it out for you from my point of view. I think you're a really smart guy. And I think you have built an extraordinary American company. And you've done a lot of good. Some of the things that you've been able to do are magical. But our promised digital utopia, we have discovered, has minefields. There's some impurities in the Facebook punch bowl. And they got to be fixed. And I think you can fix them. Now, here's what's going to happen. There are going to be a whole bunch of bills introduced to regulate Facebook. It's up to you whether they pass or not. You can go back home, spend $10 million on lobbyists and fight us, or you can go back home and help us solve this problem. And there are two. One's a privacy problem. The other one is what I call a propaganda problem. Let's start with the privacy problem first. Let's start with the user agreement. Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your user agreement sucks. You can spot me 75 IQ points. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. The purpose of that user agreement is to cover Facebook's rear end. It's not to inform your users about their rights. Now, you know that, and I know that. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back home and rewrite it. And tell your $1,200 an hour lawyers, no disrespect, they're good. But tell them you want it written in English, in non-Swahili, so the average American can understand it. That would be a start.
I got to tell you, I love John Kennedy. You want to talk about a guy that's a straight talker? He's a straight talker, unlike McCain, that actually talks straight. That's incredible. What was that? 2 minutes and 23 seconds, and the guy actually makes sense. Most of these members of Congress could talk for 22 minutes, and you still wouldn't know what they were trying to say. Plain spoken, English as the preferred language. That makes sense. That is incredible. But overall, though, he was disappointed. And what he left out and what I would probably add is that Zuckerberg has and is, even as we speak, he's still on Capitol Hill. He has pulled the wool over many members of Congress' eyes. It may be because Facebook plays a role in politics, and they don't want to be on the wrong side of this one. Facebook is incredibly powerful. Just ask Diamond and Silk. But the bottom line is that John Kennedy is right. And it's simple. You can either sic the $1,200 an hour lawyers, attorneys, on this issue, or you can fix the problems. And by the way, the only person that can answer that question is Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, my name is Brent Jones. I am running for Lieutenant Governor. Today, Nevada is experiencing the negative consequences of a liberal agenda that is, one, constantly hunting for more of your hard-earned tax dollars, two, harming our children with a failed school system that is indoctrinating them with socialistic propaganda, three, aggressively pushing to grab and take away your gun rights, four, flooding our state with illegal aliens that are draining our valuable resources, and five, abusing the election system to further push through the liberal agenda. We must not allow them to ruin our state and become Sanctuary California East. As your former assemblyman, I have a proven track record of standing up to the establishment and of voting against the liberal agenda. I did not and will not succumb to the Nevada swamp that is constantly pushing for even larger government and control over your life and personal liberties. Because I listened to you, I was the first elected official to publicly endorse Donald Trump. You told me, as a successful businessman, he gets it. He wasn't just another lying politician saying anything to get your vote. I stand with our president, and I will stand with you. I will fight the good fight. Together, we can and will take Nevada back. For more information, go to VoteBrentJones.com. That's VoteBrentJones.com. Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.
You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you're always welcome to. Coming up in our next hour. We are going to try. I know a lot of you have gotten really spooked watching the Dow go up 400, down 700, up 600. It has been a little scary out there, and I get it. Greg Herlin from GregHerlin.com will join us. There is an alternative, but I'm going to put his feet to the fire. Talk about specific projects to invest in. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Well, we've moved. The Veterans Transition Resource Center is now located at 2690 East Sunset Road at the corner of McLeod across from Sunset Park. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturdays by appointment. If you need to file a disability claim, need help with benefits, or appeal a ratings decision, stop by or give us a call at 702-954-6300. That address once again, 2690 East Sunset Road in Las Vegas. The zip is 89120.